show you tell me it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on the talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. And it is Friday, January 27th, 2006. That's right. Where did the month go? I have no idea. Like I said, I think they hit the fast forward on the VCR of life. No sound, but rapidly accelerated images. Today, I canceled out David Ray Griffin. He will be with us. Danny, if I'm incorrect about this, tell me. I think we rescheduled David Ray Griffin for next Tuesday. Also, Bill Sardi, we rescheduled him. He'll be with us next week, along with Dr. James Kennedy. He will be with us also. And today, ladies and gentlemen, the reason why I bumped the guest is because we have something very important going on here in Central Texas, centering out of Williamson County, Texas. And a few people across the country have not heard of Williamson County, Texas. You're probably going to hear a lot more about it. This is the home of a guy by the name of Cruzy that thought it was a good idea that we take these existing roads and make them into toll roads so the state can get more revenue. But problem is, it's really not a state project. It's state-controlled, but it's private organizations are going to own our public roads. How's this going to bear for Mr. Rick Perry? Mr. Perry's keeping a low profile. You'd never know that there's going to be an up-and-coming gubernatorial race because this guy, I don't know if he's ashamed of George Bush or what the case is, but Mr. Perry has taken a low profile. And Strayhorn, state comptroller, she's running on an independent ticket down here. She's one tough grandma, and she's opposing Mr. Perry for the gubernatorial elections. And I am still sad that Ron Paul has not decided to crawl out of the den of vipers in Washington, D.C. and come back to Texas where he is most needed. I think he'd make an outstanding governor. A lot of people feel that way. So at any rate, however that thing plays out, maybe he'll get an epiphany one of these days, maybe a bolt of lightning. The clouds will part, and a bolt of lightning will strike him on his head, and he'll say, you know what, I could do more in restoring my state's rights, my constitutional God-given rights in my own hometown, in my own home state, than in Washington, D.C. If I was in Washington, D.C., folks, I'd probably be the biggest user of skin softeners. Why? Because I'd have to shower a dozen times a day being around that town. That's how dirty it really is. And getting worse all the time. And it's in-your-face kind of politics, if you will. Well, coming back on the other side of the break, I've got Barbara Samuelson in studio. Sal Costello will be joining us also. Lawsuits in Texas here against the toll roads. And folks, why is this important for you? Because they have it planned everywhere in the country. You're getting a sneak peek down here in Texas. You're witnessing a fight that's about to ensue. The gloves are coming off. Before it was just little patty cake stuff. No, the gloves are coming off down here in Texas. Gas prices keep going up. You'll probably see $100 a barrel on crude, but on top of that, they're going to make you pay to drive on the roads. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stachmiller.
And we are back. This is the National Intel Report, folks. I'm your host, John Stachmiller. In studio with me today is Barbara Samuelson. She is running, are you running in the Republican or Independent?
Republican primary.
Republican primary. And folks, there's a guy up here. His name is Cruzy.
Mike, Mike Cruzy.
What a name, huh? Mike Cruzy.
For and transportation, yes.
For transportation. Tell us about Mr. Cruzy and what he's been able to do here with his toll roads.
He's been able to pass legislation turning our existing highways into toll roads. He's also been able to pass House Bill 3588, which is the Trans-Texas Corridor, which goes from Mexico to Canada, and in Texas it goes from, obviously, up to Oklahoma. The last bill that Mr. Cruzy wrote was to give the power of eminent domain to an appointed board of regional mobility authorities. And these are folks that have been tempted with the prospect of future toll revenues and being able to control the tolls, the amounts of tolls through their territory. And he tried to give them eminent domain powers. These people are appointed. They're not even elected. And he wanted to give them the power of seizing people's property for the task of putting in a toll road.
Now, I wonder, we've heard a lot on the eminent domain, the Supreme Court rulings, and we've caught them in Florida trying to throw out several hundred people because there'd be greater tax revenues putting in marinas than having people pay property taxes on their moderate homes, as it was described in the media. I wonder if the Supreme Court ruling had anything to do with this eminent domain over toll roads.
I'm not certain about that. It is an election year, and Governor Perry, fortunately, vetoed the bill. But the fact that our esteemed state legislator tried to introduce and give that power to an appointed board is it's reprehensible.
Well, he's probably reading the same constitution his predecessor, George W. This is the guy that a couple months ago, when he was being queried real heavily over the security issues for America, being able to tap people's phones and snoop and all that stuff without FISA warrants and without, basically, it's a rubber stamp, no justification for any grounds whatsoever. Bush called it a GD'd piece of paper. So Mr. Perry, I'm sure, is following in lockstep with GW. Now, you're actually running opposed to Mike Cruzy up here, and it's the 52nd district?
Yes, 52.
And what does that comprise here?
That comprises everything north of McNeil, east of 183, up to 620, through the lower half of Georgetown, and straight across east to the edge of Williamson County.
All right. What you just described is the northern part of central
part.
Texas.
Well, yeah, northern central.
It's the northern central part of...
We are the first part north of Austin.
Right. And, you know, I...
And most of the residents in Williamson County have to work in Austin. So they'll be traveling, or in Travis County, so they'll be traveling these toll roads just to get to work.
Well, and, you know, I'm wondering here. You know, I was thinking about this, and I thought, okay... if we launch a war, expand it in the Middle East, and they go after Iran, they've already said that oil prices, well, we're going to be paying $100 a barrel for oil. Gas will probably be somewhere between $3 and $4 probably at that per gallon. And there'll probably be a lot less driving on the road. So I'm wondering if they were looking down the road here, so to speak, and looking at revenues, and how can we recapture some revenues versus people that are not going to be using, you know, the associated services anymore?
That's an interesting question, because they keep saying that we don't have enough revenue in TxDOT right now to build roads that are desperately needed. There's no doubt that Williamson County is suffering tremendously from congestion and overpopulation on the freeways or on all roads. But... why, with the increase in population, why aren't they getting enough revenue from the 38 cents that they get on every gallon that each of us purchases? TxDOT revenues are up 174%, and yet they don't have enough money in the budget to build roads or maintain roads. I mean, they're putting it forward as if it's a crisis, as if they have $0 in the budget.
And what is the state budget right now for the Texas Department of Transportation? Okay. Sal probably knows that. He'll be joining us in a while. But, they're crying broke. And I'd ask you something, I think the other night, maybe I didn't ask you, but there's a little thing called the Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports. Now, we caught GW in Washington trying to take Social Security Trust Fund and take that money and play with the stock market. And that went over like a lead balloon. And the state does basically the same thing with these, because here's the question. You got to think about this, folks. When you live in a city and they claim that, this is a city and we're going to build this or that or the other for the people, do you actually think that you, the person, owns that? Say they build a recreation center or they do something with the money that is to be used by the general public. You're paying for that. When you move out of town, do they give you a rebate because, well, you're no longer using the facilities? Of course, you're not paying anymore, but you know, there you go. Your investment went into this. But what are you investing in, and who actually owns it? Well, the city owns it. Well, who is the city? The city is a corporation, eternal corporation. It goes from administration to administration, from one politician to the next, whoever occupies the seat. And that's what we're facing here. We're facing a corporate entity, and they're now shaking hands with other corporations. Hence, who's going to be the major owner here of I-30? What companies are these? You know, and I'm sure, Sal. I'm just throwing out questions. You and I did not cover any specifics here about this. I'm sure that Sal will be able to give me more specifics because he's actually filed lawsuits and did a lot of digging.
Toll roads aren't the only thing I'm interested in, but yes, I'm sorry I can't answer that one.
No, that's okay. Well, I didn't get a political answer out of you either, did I?
No.
Generally, folks, when you ask a politician a question, they will give you a non-responsive response, or they'll take an opportunity just to take their opinion about what they want to come and talk about and just roll over the top of you with that one.
I will say about 130 is that it's costing $7.6 million per lane mile, and the national median per lane mile is 1.6. Why is Texas having to pay $6 million more than anyone else in the country per lane mile? Now, somebody suggested that was because of incentives given to the contractors to finish early. And that's a pretty darn good incentive, if you ask me.
I've noticed they have 45 they're building down here, which is a toll road, and versus the improvements that they've made on 35. And a good example is down here in South Austin. At the, 71 and 35 down there, they've been working on that for, what, 6-7 years?
Absolutely.
And I saw an article in the Austin, Un-American Statesman, and one of the writers for the newspaper brought up the point that, well, they're going at breakneck speed building 45, but why is the overpasses and exchanges for 35 down there at 70 or 71 and 35, why has this been going on for so many years? And he speculated that, well, there's a profit incentive here, so they're building this rather quickly. Now, I believe that is the case, mm-hmm. But as you said, you know, why are the contractors to be rewarded for doing something they're contracted for, and if you finish early, you get more money? I mean, we're talking, a difference of $4.5-5 million?
Absolutely. I mean,
per mile.
I'd like to get that kind of incentive at any job that I work at.
By the way, I learned something the other night about Mike Cruzy. He's the tolls stop before his house. What's the deal on that one?
I couldn't tell you that. Obviously, he's not in favor of personally paying tolls to get into Austin.
But he's willing to sell out everybody here in Texas.
Exactly.
And what's going on behind the scenes here? There's promises and money, promises of money to be paid out and whatever else. How's the food chain going here and here? And how are people's palms promised to be greased?
Well, that's an interesting question because, as I've been able to tell, they've sold the toll roads to the local government entities without consulting the people. And at a local meeting for, I'm not actually going to even name the race, the county folks that were running for office were already counting on the toll revenue and had already spent it. And that's something that's not even been built. So it's really an issue of, look, this is a revenue-generating project. We have already done the groundwork, laying the foundation for the need for a toll road, the perceived need for a toll road. And everybody knows that it's a horrible commute to get 20 miles from Williamson County to the heart of Austin, and it'll take you over an hour in the mornings. So they're more than willing to pay it if they think that if they're actually going to save time. I was astounded. They were more than willing to say, yeah, I'll pay $3,000 to $5,000 a year just for the privilege of getting to work.
Well, and $5,000, I mean, just take that figure. If it's $20 a day and it's 5 days a week, let me see, that's $400 a month times 10, that's $4,000. And yeah, that's
$480.
Yeah, that's pretty close to $5,000 for just the privilege of getting to work, so you can go to work, be taxed at your job, be taxed on the gasoline that you had to put in your car to drive down the toll roads, and the story goes on. We'll take the break. We'll be back with Barbara Samuelson right after this.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
We're back, and in studio with us now, Sal Costello, along with Barbara Samuelson. You're not running for any office up here, huh, Sal?
No, sir.
Okay. And just teasing, I knew you weren't. You actually have some lawsuits. Where were they filed?
Well, our first lawsuit was 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And we filed a lawsuit against the RMA. They were trying to get 6-year terms for their unelected, unaccountable board members. And we fought a lawsuit and said, hey, you're going to have 2-year terms. That's what the Constitution says. The judge agreed with us, and we won that lawsuit. Our second lawsuit was in San Antonio, where they're trying to rush the privatization and tolling of one of our public highways here in Texas, 281. And we filed that in December. And just a week and a half ago, They agreed that they were rushing this project without doing the proper studies, so we actually got a halt on that freeway toll. So, yeah, our group basically is opposed to this brand-new tax. What Mike Cruzy has done is he's created a legislation that allows the privatization and tolling of our public highways. They build the toll road with our tax dollars and then expect us to pay again. And that's unacceptable.
And these are private companies that are going to be owning this. Our land down here, we've talked a little bit about eminent domain.
Yes.
And they're just going to throw people off their property, throw these things up. And there is precedent. And how do you answer this argument, Sal, when people are talking about toll roads? In Pennsylvania, Ohio, 80, 90, those are toll roads. They call them turnpikes. Oklahoma has a similar thing.
Sure.
Up in Dallas, they've got some toll roads. So what do you say to these people when they say, well, wait a minute, this is not something new. This has been around. Texas just is going to expand this and make a corridor and do all these fancy things, and it'll be good for business.
Well, actually, our group and our group is really we're sort of a populist group. We have Democrats, Republicans, Libertarians, Independents, and we agree that traditional toll roads are fine. But these aren't traditional toll roads. I'll tell you what a traditional toll road is. It's when they create a whole new route, a whole new road, and investors put money into it, and then they collect the toll to help pay for that route. And the key to the traditional toll road is that the drivers can choose the toll road or a public expressway. And what they're doing here is they're taking our public expressways, and there are no expressways as an alternative, and they permanently take them away from us. So if you want to get to work, school, or shop, you're going to have to pay a toll to get there. And this is what they want to do throughout all of Texas. This is not a Austin, Texas, or a San Antonio issue. This is an issue for anybody that drives. And even folks that don't drive are going to have to pay, because service providers are going to have to pay more to get to where they need to go. So your products and services are also going to increase. And the other odd thing about this is they basically say, well, we have bad congestion, so we need a solution. But this is not really a traffic congestion solution. A lot of these roads are going to be built anyway, and many of them have been under construction for many years. And last minute, they want to slip these toll booths on because they want more tax dollars.
Yeah, we were just talking about the expansion and the flyovers and everything.
I was listening, yes.
Yeah, that they've been building and dragging their feet on.
Yes.
And it isn't like they didn't have the money. And if I was the guy that was overseeing that contract, I'd be on the phone screaming at these contractors going, what are you doing? You're being paid. Why aren't you working?
Yes, and in private aspect of business, you wouldn't accept that kind of a response for anybody that was doing any sort of work for yourself. Why do we have to accept it as the public?
Well, but that's another issue. We got a break here in a couple minutes, but that's another issue I wanted to get into because, well, this went in front of the voters. They had a chance to vote on this last year, and, well, it passed. So, therefore, the citizens here of Texas, they voted for it, and apparently they won it. Well, not quite.
Were they given complete information?
Well, absolutely.
Well, there was no vote, number one. Number two is they even rushed through public comments. I mean, they really didn't even want a public debate about this. This was sort of slipped through. It is a new tax, and Mike Cruzy is supposed to be a Republican, a conservative, but he's really not. What the great thing about Barbara, I heard you as I was driving in here, is she isn't a regular politician. She's actually a regular person. That's the beautiful thing. And she's stepped up to run against special interest Cruzy, who's got $250,000 in her bank, in his bank, from special interests, to thank him for this and other little boondoggles. Prop 1 that just passed in November, that is basically a blank check for taxpayers to give to Union Pacific, to give them new rail lines in the Trans-Texas Corridor. They don't word it like that because that would be too truthful. But you can see the money that he's received from Union Pacific.
Well, we got to take a break here. But the thought just occurred to me. Here we are sitting in Round Rock, Texas, in Williamson County. Mike Cruzy has been unopposed in the past.
Every single election.
Every election. And I don't think this guy knows what's about ready to hit him. I don't think this man has a clue. We'll take the break. We'll come back with my guests, Barbara Samuelson and Sal Costello, right after this.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, we're back. In case you have any questions, I know you're listening down here in Central Texas, 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. If there's something that we're talking about you want us to expand on, something we didn't bring up that you would like to discuss, that's fine. Please, folks, you know, my little tirade on the air here this past week, this comes out of a genuine concern. A genuine concern because there's a lot of people out there that don't realize the power of one, let alone multiple powers, when you start grouping large numbers of people together in these groups. Don't ever underestimate the power of that. And that's exactly what it's going to take to unseat this. And I have never been involved, I got to be honest with you guys, I've never been involved in any politics, any elections, anything like that, because my area of expertise is obviously radio, network, putting programs together, getting the information out, and I have never done anything political in all the years that I've been on. As a matter of fact, the only politician I've ever interviewed was the guy that they threw out of Congress that liked to make the one-minute speeches, beam me up, Scotty, there's no intelligent life down here. I've never even interviewed Ron Paul. We have a political matrix. We have business and politics firmly ensconced, shaking hands all the time. And before, that was not such a big problem to most people. Their perception of that was not such a big problem. Now here it comes. It's a glaring light flying down the highway, the toll road at you. And it is so, this is so astronomical. This is so blatant and in your face. Did they think? Now, obviously, they because they tried to couch some of this information, tried to keep a low tone on it. They were afraid of public reaction. Tell me how exactly they worded this thing. Now, you touched upon it before we went on break here about the about how they worded the ballot. And if you would, I mean, because nobody knew what the heck they were casting a vote for.
Well, actually, yeah, it's in year 2001, and I voted for this. Most of you did, too. I think it was 65% of the people voted in the constitutional amendment election of 2001. They asked, basically, do you want better mobility? And we all said, sure. I mean, well, sure we do. But what they did was they took that as an approval to do whatever they want. Even though it didn't say in the ballot that we're going to take your land, we're going to take your public highways, and we're going to create, make you pay tolls for roads you've already paid for. But that's what they've basically done. They've turned this thing inside and out. The important thing here is this primary that's coming up. We're at TexasTollParty.com. We're telling everybody in Texas that they need to go and vote the person, not the party. There are a few Democrats and a few Republicans that are standing up for us, but most of them have sold us out. So what we're doing is the primaries are historically low voter turnout. So this can be gigantic. If people do get involved, they go to VoteBarbara.com. They go to these events to help grassroots effort to really dump this guy. This would be a coup. So in this very low primary turnout, every vote is so crucial. Only thousands of the last non-governor election primary, I think there were 10,000, 11,000 total votes, and for District 52. And that is very low turnout. And imagine what you can do to go vote and tell, you know, your family and friends and get everybody to vote in this primary. And by the way, Texas Toll Party, if you want to get our whole endorsement list, we've done our homework. We've got questionnaires. We basically want to stop this new tax. This is all about tracking and tracing as well, because all of these public highways are going to be shifted to toll roads with tracking and tracing, so they could basically tell what you're doing, where you're at.
Well, and I'd heard they're going to use the RFID technology. They'll have scanners. They're going to embed this stuff, this information, in the stickers we have to plaster on our windshields down here in Texas. And they're going to know this, folks. Now, imagine this. You're driving down a toll road. You go through a booth. You pay your toll. Or if you happen to get on the computerized version of the Easy Pass or whatever they call it in your neck of the woods, and something shows up on the database, and all of a sudden, you're being arrested. Well, why? Well, you may have missed your insurance premium for your car insurance. Your wife maybe missed it, or it slipped down and the cat ate it, or whatever the case may be. But suffice it to say that you're driving without insurance, you're pulled over and promptly arrested. Now, is this something we want in America? Because it's my personal opinion that most of the people I know that drive without insurance are more careful drivers anyhow, but that's not the way the state sees it, that's for sure. There, again, you know, here we go with the privilege of driving, and then we connect all these entities together so everybody gets paid their shekels. And it is just absolutely astounding. Tell you what, let's take some calls here. And come on, you folks, I know you're gridlocked down here in Austin, Texas, 800-313-9443. Let's go to Roger in Pennsylvania. Hello, Roger.
Yeah, thanks, folks. Now, we don't have precisely your problem down there in Pennsylvania where, you know, here it's Fast Eddie, or is that Diamond Jim Rendell wanting to bring us into the promised land on the backs of...
You better be asking Lynn Swan up there, because he's running for governor, how he thinks about toll roads.
Well, on the backs of the losses from gambling suckers. But, you know, because we have like triple the, what may be triple the median nationwide crushing of property taxes to pay for the public fuel system. Now, I think what you have going on there may be sort of a test run, a harbinger of things to come. And so I'm asking, aren't you folks perhaps being a little unfair in that are not your governments as well having to find ever more creative sources of revenue for the ever-increasing governmental expenditures?
There's one thing about finding creative solutions, but there's another thing about accountability. When our...
But don't you have a need for ever-increasing government expenditures?
Do we have a need for ever-increasing government expenditures?
I'm, of course, being facetious.
You're asking, Roger, you're asking questions we already know the answers to. Can you get to your point?
No, that was it. And that my point, to when you have more spending, there's all kinds of more room for corruption, of course. Yeah. Would not be possible otherwise, and God bless you all.
All right.
So there's no full disclosure that's been involved.
Well, Barbara, that was the point I was trying to make here, because didn't we just have a vote here? Didn't people go out to the polls and actually cast a vote
last
year?
It was couched in something that they knew the people would vote for.
And what was that?
Oh, you're talking about last year. Last year, there was Prop 1 and 9 that we focused on, and we were able to stop Prop 9. And Prop 9 was allowing these unaccountable, unelected toll authority board members to serve 6 years instead of two. And that tied, they basically put this up on the ballot because we won our lawsuit and we kept them to 2 years. And you might say, well, it's just a board. What's the big deal? Well, the comptroller did a report on the first RMA, and these are regional mobility authorities. I like to call them freeway tolling authorities. They go in, they toll our public highways, and then in they privatize and toll them. And what the comptroller found in her report, and by the way, you can find her report on TexasTollParty.com. There's a link right there to the right. It basically, she says that, hey, this is a double tax. It's like a 100-page report. This is a double tax, and it's unaccountable because you have these unelected people that are giving no-bid contracts to themselves and their friends.
This sounds like a Halliburton deal to me.
That's the stinky thing here. And the other problem is now, just last week, TxDOT had this open house for businesses, for contractors. I was there. They had these folks come in. They showed a slideshow, and it said, Texas, open for business. And what they were selling were these comprehensive development agreements. Basically, these are secret contracts, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that later. Secret contracts, no-bid contracts, where the private industry will come into TxDOT and say, hey, you know this public highway over here in Round Rock? Well, we want to come in and toll it. What do you think? And here's our deal. Sure, we'd like it. We've got no competition. Let's just do it.
Right.
So this is really a horrible boondoggle. For example, the first CDA, well, one of the CDAs, the Trans-Texas Corridor, with Cintra. I know a lot of folks know the name Cintra. This is a Spanish company that's come in, and basically the state is going to take land from farmers and build this Trans-Texas Corridor. Cintra's going to do it. They already cut a deal with Perry. One of the papers, I think it was the Houston Chronicle, wanted to know what was in that CDA. And the Cintra and Governor Perry's TxDOT said, no, you can't see it because it's a comprehensive development agreement and there's secret priorities, proprietary things. They went to the attorney general and they said, we need to see that. Attorney general said, yes, you're correct. You get to see it. They then filed a lawsuit to keep it a secret. That is why I say secret, and that's why I say no bid contracts.
Well, and if the state's attorney general said, well, this is information that's public information because it's going to obviously affect the public, what lawsuit, who filed a lawsuit, and what judge upheld it?
Cintra filed a lawsuit, and as you know, these lawsuits can take months and months.
So we got a foreign entity filing suit in the United States, and we got a judge that's siding with the foreign entity.
Yes, but Cintra has teamed up with Zachary, so now it's Cintra Zachary filed a lawsuit, correct, to keep this thing a secret.
Well, it's kind of an international affair, isn't it? You know, originally we were talking about the NAFTA corridor. Mm-hmm. Originally, this was slated to be 35 because IH-35 runs here from Mexico all the way up to Canada. Well, evidently, that wouldn't quite do. Yeah. I guess there was a lot of problems there because there's a lot of associated businesses and, you know, a lot of stuff that's already in place. And that would have been a major headache for these, what did you call them, mobility people? That would have been a major problem for these people to convert an existing road. It would have been nigh impossible. So what they've just decided to do is go rip off a bunch of people's property and then put up the I-30 corridor, and then we can go from there. We can build our NAFTA highway anyhow.
Without involving the communities that it's going through at all.
Now,
without any prior knowledge, without any consent, we still don't have a complete plan that folks can look at and see who's going to be affected. Where are these on-ramps, off-ramps? Where can we cross? Where can't we cross?
Yeah, I can almost look out the window here and see the huge flyovers here they have for 45.
Did you notice on 45 there are only high-speed off-ramps going north on I-35, not south? Onto 35, I've got a map of it right here.
I did not notice.
There are only high-speed off-ramps going north. You cannot take a high-speed off-ramp and go south onto I-35. Now, TxDOT has already built this. Are they serving our needs? No,
they're
shepherding us over to a toll road.
I was just going to say, well, wait a minute. If you're going to pay a toll and you're on 45 and your business or your place of business is in Austin, it doesn't look like, so you get to jump over to what here and pay a toll to get into town how?
Loop one. You can't take the road that you've already paid for and...
Well, what Cruzy and Perry are basically doing is they're helping TxDOT get out of the transportation business and into the revenue generation business. And these expressways that they want to toll, our public highways, the alternative they give us is they say, well, you've got alternatives. But what the alternatives are stoplights. Frontage roads with stoplights.
Or discontinuous frontage roads.
Yes. And basically what they want to do is they will not address that congestion ever because that means less money for them.
Well, but we have conflicting interests here because we also have the smart growth people in town and trying to slow traffic up to make it real unattractive for you to jump in your car and drive across town, go to the grocery store, go see grandma, whatever the case may be. These are the people that put little islands to slow down traffic and speed bumps and put stop signs up and weird stuff.
Which seem perfectly reasonable in neighborhoods, but not on well-traveled roads.
Well,
I
don't want to buy an Abrams tank just to traverse my city streets. And have you seen some of these speed bumps?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look at the way Austin is designed and the roadways have been designed. There really is no east-west access from the east side of Austin to the west side of Austin unless you go through streets. I mean, the city streets with lots of stop signs, traffic lights. You have to go all the way to the north or all the way to the south of Austin to get across. That was the first thing I noticed about here. All the highways run north-south. It's just very perplexing. What kind of design is in place at TxDOT to do this? And 360, it's a brand new road. They put stoplights on it. Why? Well, the community said they didn't want people to be traveling through it, so they thought stoplights would keep people from going on 360. Well, that didn't happen.
Well, 360, and folks, and this is kind of unfair to the listening audience, the nationwide listening audience, because we're talking about stuff that we're all familiar with down here in Central Texas.
Well, any brand-new highway where they put lights on it is absurd. It's going to be cheaper to build overpasses rather than turn 360 into a toll road.
Well, and the way that it's set up right now, that's not designed. Look, I've seen poor road planning before. Drive on expressways in New York City, and they literally have, you know what the on-ramp is? It's a 90-degree T-neck right into the road. They didn't build these roads with ramps or lanes, merge lanes that you can merge onto traffic that's moving. And on 360, it's a brand-new highway. It's what, three lanes each direction? So
parts of it, yeah.
Parts of it are. And it's 55.
55 in between stoplights.
55 in between stoplights, folks. So, you know, there's conflicting interests going on here. You have the people that really don't want you driving. And they come in with their Agenda 21. Part of the Agenda 21 issue is smart growth. How do we take the people out of the cars, make it unattractive? I mean, for years and years and years, guys, we went through this exercise, and people just were looking at this and going, well, you know, I guess that's okay. Let's rip up railroad beds to put up, they called it rails to trails, so people can get out on their bicycles and go tooling around. And that sounds really nice, but if you take a look at transportation and the real core issues of transportation, it's how do you get to point A, point B as fast as you can and as cheaply as you can, and railroads, Barbara, are one of my things. These are the things that they let go after World War II. So, you know.
Well, even the alternative transportation that they provide, like the bus routes, have
a
horrible route system. You cannot efficiently get from one place to another. If they had decent bus routes, that'd be fabulous. If they had more people would use them, and there would be less traffic on the roadways. But they don't provide that because they want to build toll roads.
Well, now, who are we talking about? That how many people actually ride? What's the bus system?
Cap Metro.
Cap Metro. How many people actually ride that bus system?
It's been estimated at, 5%?
About 5%.
About 5% of the population actually uses
it. Because they're forced to. They just don't have any other means.
And I just read in the paper the other day, these people are going to go on strike.
Drivers, yeah.
Yeah, and what for? Because nobody's riding your buses anyhow. Right. I say, you know what? I don't like this idea, but I'd much rather see the state of Texas write out a taxi voucher to people. It'd be a heck of a lot cheaper.
It'd be a lot cheaper.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We'll take the break here. We'll get to your phone calls right after this short break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
All right, We're back. Let's take a couple of calls for the top of the hour here. Mike in Indiana. Hello, Mike.
Yeah, good evening, John. Your topic tonight could not come in a more timely fashion. We are having the exact same problem in Indiana right now.
Really?
Yep.
Yes, sir. Our governor, Mitchell Daniel Jr., who incidentally was a he was in the Reagan cabinet, or not cabinet, he was involved with Reagan, and he was also the present George Bush's director of Office of Budget Management. I'll tell you a little bit about him to kind of set the table for this. All of a sudden, we've got the same crisis that you people have in Texas. We just don't have any money for roads. He is in the process of leasing out our Indiana toll road, which is 8090 across the northern part of the state.
Been on it many times.
And for nearly $4 billion.
Leasing it to whom?
He promised that it would not be a foreign concern, and it's part of this outfit is from Australia, the other part. Yeah, the other.
I guess
part,
they're not foreign if they speak English. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The other part, it's a split concern. It's an Australian and a Spanish concern. And I don't know if your guest, he hasn't disclosed the name. There's a lot of opposition up here. People are pretty upset about it, and he's using the same pretext that the people are down in Texas.
I want to tell you something. Over here in Texas, basically Perry is saying, hey, look, we don't have any more money.
That's what we're hearing.
I did a Freedom of Information request. I did one with TxDOT. And what I got back, I said, how, in all of your accounts, how much money is there? And basically, they sent me back a sheet with all their accounts. And they're sitting on $2.8 billion. Now, is $2.8 billion no money?
Wow.
Well, and Barbara was saying this, that they wanted to build this I-30 corridor at about close to $6 million a mile.
7.6.
7.6, I'm sorry. And normal construction cost was how much per
1.6 million.
So how many millions and how many miles could you get out of that many billions of dollars?
And when they take a public highway and they can build it as a regular freeway, but when they build it as a tollway, it literally costs twice or three times as much because the footprint is larger, because they have to separate the lanes, the free lanes, and the
right. Instead of just building those overpasses on the
right. So this is a very fiscally irresponsible plan. They're so eager to get more of our money and to track us
and as quickly as possible.
And
that's what he's doing up here. He is treating this whole toll road issue right now like the house is on fire. I mean, he's doing everything he can to bulldoze this thing through as fast as he can.
You need to organize, folks. You need to get a website. You need to organize. Look at TexasTollParty.com.
Let me write that down.
Or just like the Boston Tea Party, AustinTollParty.com or TexasTollParty.com. Check it out.
Would you say the total budget for TxDOT was? That you got figures on?
Well, it wasn't a budget. I asked how much money they had right now because they've been saying we have no more money, and it's $2.8 billion.
And they have issued 79 projects for $305 million.
And what they're saying is they're not going to have any more free roads built. Everything they build now, from this day forward, anything they open, even the stuff they've been building for years, they want tolls on it.
Well, I'll tell you what. Hang on, Mike, in Indiana. We've warned people, and you're hearing it firsthand here, folks. We've been warning you that this is a nationwide plan. There's more to this than just meets the eye.
Oh,
this is just not Texas. Here we've got a guy from Indiana. How many of you people in your own states have your governors doing the same thing right now? Or have you heard the cursory comments being made leading up to, oh, well, we got to have toll roads because as a state, we're just flat broke. Right. We'll take the break here. Next hour, we'll continue this conversation with my guest, Barbara Samuelson and Sal Costello. We'll do that right after this short top-of-the-hour break. Be right back.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.